back and forth. The science behind multitasking. As you are reading this article, are you listening to music or the radio? Eating a sandwich? Thinking about work? If you're doing two or more things at once, then you are multitasking. But is that always good? You might think that multitasking saves time. For a start, you get to kill two birds with one stone. However, psychologists and neuroscientists are finding that multitasking can put us under a lot of stress and actually make us less efficient. Researchers are now trying to figure out how the brain changes attention from one subject to another. Although doing many things at the same time can be a way of making tasks more fun and energizing, you have to keep in mind that you sacrifice focus when you do this, said psychiatrist and author Edward M. Hallowell. However, there are instances in which multitasking can be helpful. In some cases, listening to music while working makes some people feel more creative because they are using different cognitive functions. People can do a couple of things at the same time if they are routine tasks. But once they demand more cognitive processes, the brain has a severe bottleneck, Hallowell said. Today's technology requires us to do more and more things in a shorter period of time. It is a very different world from several decades ago, when a desk worker had a typewriter, a phone, and maybe a colleague who visited the office. In the past, more people used telephones with cords, which were stationary. They required you to sit down, put your feet up, and chat, and did not allow for multitasking. Now the smartphone, PDAs, and BlackBerries give us more distractions. Multitasking can make things more exciting, but be careful. As Hallowell added, multitasking gives the illusion that we're simultaneously achieving things, but we're really not. It's like playing tennis with three balls.